Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it back, was born in 83. Uh-huh. My mom said, get it, keep going and take the lead. Yeah. Keep them hoes mad, keep them niggas on their feet. I say, yeah, ma, I get it, I'ma slam to their knees. I'm a hip-hop rapping, bad bitch, savage. Going on 10 years, flawless, magic. Always hit them up, bullseye on the cabbage. You girls stay wrinkled, all I hear is static. Bums get mad cause they say, oh, the baddest. Don't blame me, everything I drop is classic. Royalty and rap gold, you was made of plastic. Mirror is a pioneer, many years I have it. Coming for my girls, you already know what happened. Niggas get the clapping, gunshots to tragic. You, I'ma rap it, cut it up and trash it. Throw you in the truck, erase you with acid. Pulling off laughing, wheels burn, lights flashing. Cops passing, throw the heat, clear the traffic. Bitch stacking, call a boat, get the packing. From Maryland, all the way to Aspen. What time it is? Take a late flight. First class, cause you know I gotta sleep right. Hop up the plane with a little jet lag. Ride through the terminal, hop a black cab. When it comes to this money, gotta act fast. And you know I'm going for it in a water splash. Making waves out of drought, cause the bitch bad. Know the language, honey, I'ma get past. Make them niggas mad. Bring it back, was born in 83. Yeah. My mom said, get it, keep going and take the lead. Keep them hoes mad, keep them niggas on their feet. I say, yeah, ma, I get it, I'ma slam to their knees. I'm a hip-hop rapping, bad bitch, savage. Going on 10 years, flawless, magic. Get the shit pop, I'm the reason why they rapping. Mirror make it look good, mirror is attractive. Never been a punk bitch, never scared of scrapping. You jump, I'ma jump, bitch, you plastic, and we clapping.
That's right.
Big nuts sagging, bitch, stop bragging. We see you getting money since we came here to snatch it. Whole crew ratchet, big booty bastards. Soft hips, nice hippie pose, so fabulous. Always stop traffic, short ball, black glasses. Cars passing, blowing whores, we the masters. Even passers, wanna taste, gotta have it. We the baddest, oh, it's fantastic. Keep it going, take a breath. Okay, I'm ready, let's go. Bring it back, was born in 83.
Right.
My mom said, get it, keep going and take the lead.
Yeah.
Keep them hoes mad, keep them niggas on their feet. I said, yeah, ma, I get it, I'ma slam to their knees. I'm a hip-hop rapping, bad bitch savvy. Going on 10 years, flawless, magic. Niggas think they really hot, really they the saddest. Pulling up too fast and they wonder why they crashing. Bent up tragic, windows getting smashed in. Need to drop the life, get you out old-fashioned. Bodies wrapped in plastic, over for you has been. Move over, mirror taking over, honey, is a madness.
Living great, tell me that she ready to get freaking.
working on my fitness. Say the fuck about my business, I'ma push it to the limit. Pockets fat like DJ Khaled. Put my gravy in a biscuits, leave her hot and wet like dishes. I'm just loving all the kisses. We just turn up through the night, smoking on a pipe. Roll a blunt, I'm nice. Pass it to the right. Bitch, I'm whitey, check her ID if she stay tonight. She jamming on my song, so I set the mood right. She tell me to come over, she grab me on my shoulder. She told me I'm the best she ever had, and then I told her, I said, shawty coming over, been the thing over. She know it's going down on the weekend. Expensive taste, living great. She tell me that she ready to get freaking. Rockin' Balenciaga, eat at Benihana. Spending all of our money, going deep in. Hey, Balenciaga, Benihana. Spending all of our money, going deep in.
I ain't been asleep in a couple days. I did fallin' in with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga about no bitch. I ain't gon' hate on no nigga on his shit. I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
I did fallin' in with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga about no bitch.
I ain't gon'
hate on no nigga on his shit.
I'ma
stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Why your ass always mad? If I fuck, I never tell on the bitch.
I never tell.
I don't need no scale for this shit.
She gon' tell me your entire you make her mad.
She say you like a son, but I'm more like a dad. I been around that magic carpet like a lamb. The shooter still free, his jaw was outstanding. Where you?
Yes, darling, we are live, honey. Gossip and hip hop. We here. Honey, it's a lot of storms going on. Definitely sending all our prayers and everything to everybody down in Texas because it's crazy. I don't know if Blog Talk is, like, located somewhere down in that area because it's really acting a fool. But we here, honey. We have our special guest, Miss Clover B. She is on the line. Hello, darling.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. What's up?
Hey.
Yeah, we here, honey.
Nothing much. I'm sitting here painting my nails for this ball tonight, but thank you for inviting me to the show.
Definitely. Are you going to a ball tonight?
Yes. My first one in years.
Are you walking or are you just, you know?
Yes, I'm walking for Banji Realness.
OMG, that's so exciting.
Greta wouldn't let me say no, so I'm doing it because they feel like I have it, so I'm doing it.
Awesome. And so tell the listeners and everything where exactly Clover Bee's from.
I'm from Chicago, Chi-Town.
Oh.
Midwest.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Always in the building. I love Chicago.
Yes.
So much love for that area. So have you lived there your whole life?
Yes, born and raised in Chi-Town, Southside, Kanye Westville. Well, we like to say Chance the Rapperville now because we're not sure about Kanye at this point, but Southside,
Chicago. We're going to go with Chance. But
yeah, we're going with Chance.
Different time, different era. You know, Kanye's had his moment. But Chicago's a great place. You know, it's a lot of great talent, a lot of great people, you know, stay in the headlines. And then we got Clover Bee. I mean, it definitely has great qualities if it created you. So how was it coming up in Chicago?
I'm going to change my name to Clover Bee just because it sounds so much better than Clover. I kind of like Clover Bee.
Why do I keep saying Clover? I think it's because of the clover.
You said
because you're like
Clover. You went from Cleaver to Clover, but it's clever.
Lord.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
I'm so
clever. But Clover does
literally
sound good, though, because my fans, I don't call them fans. I call them Clovers because they're my lucky charm. So. But I like Clover Bee, though. I kind of
use that. But that's not your name. It's Clever Bee. Oh, my gosh. I'm such a child. You know me. It's running amok all day.
Oh, I've heard
work. And
Kaya,
I took my wig off. And what was that?
Kaya called me Cleaver Bee too. So I've heard Kelva. I've heard all kind of different terminologies for my name, but it's Clever Bee.
Oh, they'll get familiar. We'll get definitely used to the name. It was crazy because, like, I remember with Fox Giselle, for some reason, like, I kept calling her Giselle Fox. And, like, I actually interviewed Fox twice. Live on Facebook. And the first interview, I kept calling her Giselle Fox. I don't know why I was mixing her, because it's Fox Giselle. But I was calling her Giselle Fox. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why am I, the name is completely flip-flopping.
Just a little dyslexia, that's all. It's okay.
Oh, I have a lot of dyslexia. I have a lot of that. Like, when I'm at work and I'm ringing customers up at the pharmacy and stuff or at the vape shop, I'm always saying, like, the totals, like, the total could be $7.83, and I'll say $873.
You can't get the coins wrong now. You got to get them coins right. The names you can tell me.
Even
like
that
up,
in the studio. I do that in the studio, too, if I'm reading off my iPad. If I'm reading what I was writing down instead of just going off the top of my head, I literally get lines mixed up. It's my gosh.
But see, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I do that, too, and I thought it was just me. When I read my lyrics, I mess up more than if I memorize them and then go in there and just speech it out.
Yeah, and you've been spending a lot of time in the studio. The Sanctuary.
Yes, the Sanctuary.
So what's your next project that you're working on? Is it a project
Well, yes, a single. Everyone is saying you need to start on your EP, and I agree. I just feel like, if I was going to be honest with myself, I feel like there's so much development as an artist that I need to work on first. But so many people are like, no, you've been doing this since you need to go ahead and do your EP. But I think for next year, I think I'm just going to start making my EP. I think it's time.
As
for my next project, I do have a project coming up. After the one you know about, there's one with my newest favorite producer, Nikki Andrew. I don't even know if she wants me to say this right now, but, yeah, we're kind of collabing on something, so I'm excited.
Yeah, Nikki Andrew is amazing. I'm excited. Anything that Nikki does is amazing.
I absolutely love her.
Yeah, she's great and very rare, and you know she's a real person. So it's a lot of people, especially you know, in the business or just in the world. Period. I guess it doesn't matter who it is, but you know, a lot of people pretend to be certain things, or, but she's definitely not that. She's always been the person I met since day one. You know how people change, like, since them, that's from the moment you first meet them to, like, a few years down the line. It's like,
Who the fuck is this person?
Right. But Nikki, you know, everybody got their issues. She's great. I love her. She's very talented.
Yeah. Shout
so
out to
Nikki
Andro.
Definitely shout out to Nikki Andro. What inspired you to want to rap or be a rapper?
You know what? Music has always been in my family. I was born when Off the Wall CD came out, 79. Just to throw my age
yes.
out there for me. I'm not ashamed of it at all. not ashamed of my age at all. But I've actually been an R&B type until 09. You know, I happened to just stumble upon artists in the LGBT community. And
mm-hmm.
I had no idea that there was so much hype around LGBT artists. I didn't know nothing about the Gay Music Awards, the red carpets, I was just amazed at how much information I didn't even know about artists. And I've listened to a lot of the rappers and the music and stuff, and I've always had a thing for music. I did not discover I was an artist until 09. And
mm-hmm.
I just decided to come up with some, okay, let me rewind. Okay, when I first heard about LGBT artists, I said I have to come up with an artist name. And the first thing I said to myself was, it has to be something clever. And I just stuck with it.
Word.
That's where my name comes from. So, I'm not a genius at any means at all. That's not what my name means.
Well,
it's just
something
that. Thank you. That's very very big coming from you. That's.
Well,
but I don't
real.
Feel.
I
don't feel like I'm. I think I'm. I think I'm uniquely gifted. If I wanted to.
You are. You are.
Yeah.
You are like. Definitely one of the best female rappers that I've listened to in the past few years or whatever. Like, I love your sound. I love how you put words together and the different elements that you use. It doesn't sound like somebody else. You know, it sounds very fresh and very real and just, you know, I love it. Like, every song is completely flawless.
I appreciate it so much.
Definitely.
I like to say that I get my lyrics from another planet. Like, a lot of times when people write and they want me to collab on something, my words will come. It's not very direct as the topic is. It's always from, like, a metaphoric another universe or something. I like to
mm-hmm.
travel through different portals and stuff. So that's where my lyrics come from. But, yeah, a genius is a bit much for right now to call it. But, yeah.
Well, you know, why not? Everybody else calling themselves geniuses, at least some real talent.
Well, see, that's
another
thing. I don't like to be like everybody else. They could be geniuses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to be an alien from another mental earth and then learn how to rap.
But I said, to me, you're a genius just because of how the words you put together and how your delivery is. Like, I've never heard anybody rap like that. So to me, that's genius. It's not... You know, it's not something that has been heard before or done before.
I am very humbled by that. I'm very humbled by that. But
so,
music is fun. I like it.
Signed to any record labels or anything?
No, I'm a very, very independent artist. I do have support as far as, like, the development phase of my music, but no, I'm not signed to any labels or anything like that. There's so many pros and cons with labels and stuff. I'm kind of like just trying to focus on who I am as an artist and develop that first. And then when someone else
mm-hmm.
can approach me knowing who I am as an artist, then we can talk. But until then, yeah, independent.
Girl, I'm in the same boat, too. I get, like, what is it called? Blue feet? Is it blue feet? I don't know. Like, I don't like the idea of signing a contract and being bonded to that kind of is, you know, like you said, it's kind of good and bad, and I don't know, it has to be the right situation.
Yeah,
so
labels like to pull you in and then shape you into what they feel like you could be as an artist.
Yeah.
And I just like to shape that, do that part myself, and then have someone who recognizes that and let me do my thing, you know.
It's not even just that. Like, I think it's so detailed and deep when it comes to major record labels and how they, you know, deal with artists. You know, it's way more than just what kind of artist you want to be. It goes all the way down to what we need you to say in certain songs and what color hair we need you to have and what, you know, what size you need to be. You know, you need bigger brush. You need, it really, you know, like you said, they want to turn you into a complete different person almost. Almost like, I guess, an animated version of yourself.
True.
It works. So what would be your, like, ideal situation? Like, what would be, like, a great situation music-wise for you where you would just feel like, okay, I'm very proud and I feel like I'm where I wanted to be, where you reached your goal? Like, I guess I'm saying, like, what are your goals?
When it comes to music, you know, I would love to perform where there's a mass, diverse group of people. And I think I will reach my goal and I can hold the mic out and people are, like, saying the words to my song. That right there is, like, confirmation. Even if it's one person in the audience in the front, if I just see them mouthing the words, I know that I've reached my goal.
Yeah, that is a wonderful thing. So I think I don't know. And it definitely will catch you off guard. And I'm trust and believe you will be there sooner than you think.
I
know that for a fact. You just have to keep
going. And I
see
you doing your
thing
too, Miss Amiro. I know this is you're interviewing me, but I see you too, Miss Amiro. You're doing your thing too, and I appreciate that. I admire talent that's going to another level. That's going, like, I look at you and I see my next step. I want to perform in front of crowds like you perform it, and that's why I admire you as an artist too, because you're lending the olive branch to me, and I think that's what a true artist is. It's someone who paves the way for other artists to come through and shine, and that to me is epitome of being and someone who's iconic and rose to legendary. You know, you have to help the next artist out too. And that's something that we lack as independent artists, is support for other artists that are coming up.
Even as a community, I think that's always important. Like, to me, that's my whole purpose. That's why I do everything that I do, is because I want to inspire younger people to want and to know they can do these things and they can do anything and they can, you know, have it all. You could be a wife and you could have a 9-to-5 and you could be all these different things. Like, there is no limitations. And I'm all about uplift. I'm not really religious, but I truly believe in using the things that I have to help other people. I think that the blessings that everybody has talents and everybody has things that they're bad at. You know, I think that I'm horrible at and I think I'm really good at. And so I like to take the things that I'm good at to help other people, and the things that I could be bad at, you know, people help me in other different ways. And I believe that's how it all supposed to work. We all supposed to work kind of together. That's why everybody's different, you know.
Right.
But, that's just, I think that's the main, there's no point in being competitive, especially when you have the same goals. You know, there isn't any mainstream transsexual rapper or anything like that. So it's kind of stupid, because I've been, you know, putting out music almost 10 years now, and I've seen so many girls come and go. And it always was the ones that was always very competitive, and they just know they was the next thing going, and they gonna blow up, bitch, and they just ready to sign this label, and they gonna be. And I'm just looking like, okay, that's good, but they wanna make it seem like it's a competition, you know? And it's like that when it comes to girls being in hip hop, and I think it's not just on the girls, it's also on the guys, because I feel like guys play a big part, especially when it comes to, like, the Nicki and the Cardi. Because I just know that for a fact from listening to the Kim and Foxy.
or hearing mm-hmm. from Eve, how people just be in your ear saying, let's see these niggas, because niggas gossip way more than women. And the last thing a man wants is a bunch of women sticking together and holding it down. You get what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's important, and I'm glad we have women such as myself and yourself. And it's definitely quite a few ladies that are very empowering and all about, you know, that unity. But everybody can't do that, I guess.
It's definitely time for that. You know, it's especially now, it's definitely time for artists to collaborate and show how much power we can have coming together versus the beef and all that, you know. So, I mean, it's good to hold your own and be hardcore, but at the end of the day, there's power in numbers, you know. So I think that coming together is more powerful than people realize, and you have to be humble in this field to get far, you know. So they will test you. If you're the baddest one, and you're this, you're more than this person, they're gonna test you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't fail that test, that's when you drown. Yeah. So shout out to everybody that's collabing with other artists and that's supporting other artists and that's independent and supportive of other artists. There are a few artists that in Chicago, because you know everybody in Chicago is an artist. So there's a few artists in Chicago that I look up to that have been very supportive in my my craft as well, and I want to shout out to. Can I shout them out for real, for a minute? I don't want
to
just take it. Okay.
Let's get to this record because I want everybody to hear this Get Down record, which is sickening. And once we get back from that, you can take it from there. But we hear Honey Gossip Hip Hop. We have Clever B on the line. Chicago is in the building. We're going to get into this record. Get Down, honey. Clever B. Gossip and Hip Hop.
Jones.
This how I get down, baby. Ow. Yeah.
Right.
Fuck your hip, add a dip with a little half step. Get the shit fucked up off that shit beat in this motherfucker blunt stop lit. Everybody on the dance floor.
Let's party, party.
A little sweat ain't never hurt nobody. If it's your shit, fuck your hip. Add a dip with a little half step. Get the shit fucked up off that shit beat in this motherfucker blunt stop lit. Everybody on the dance floor.
Everybody,
party.
Yes, that was Clever B, Get Down. We in the building, Chi-Town.
Chi-Town.
Yes, this is your moment, darling. You said you want to definitely give all your love to your community, so we here.
Okay, before I go into my shout-outs, I just wanted to address the tragic trend that's going on this year with and this is like shipping the whole vibe right now, but this is needs to be addressed. And I think that as artists using platforms to address serious matters comes with the whole artistry of being an artist. And there are far too many like transgender women and transgender individuals, period, being killed. And this is the 17th one in Chicago. And I want to address the murder of Dejanay Stanton, 24 years old. She's a transgender woman who was murdered August the 3rd in the alleyway. And yesterday, I was running late, but I was a part of the March for Justice for Dejanay Stanton on Wabash and Walker in Chicago. Miss Michelle, she held that I missed the whole message of this thing, but I was just happy to have arrived there. But yes, we do need to bring awareness to the fact that trans women are being killed, and no matter the reason, no matter the, and not only being killed, but they're being misgendered also when it does get addressed. And I just want to bring awareness to that we need to band together and make sure that people are aware of that, because it's not very often it gets publicized, and it is being swept under the rug. So I just wanted to first address that. Okay, so my shout out to all the artists that supported Clever B, including you, Ms. Amira O, and Nikki Andrew, my partner Ryan Ja. Now, most of the tracks that I've been coming out with lately have featured him, and I featured on his. So I want to give a shout out to Ja, my Super Saiyan, Joey Jabez, Lady C, her new album, The Rebirth, is out. Lady Red, her new album is out. I love it. Leo No Rhythm, Holla G Dada, True Blue, Straight Jacket Schizo, and every artist that has commented and liked my music or asked me about music, I just want to say thank you to all my Clovers out there. Yeah, okay, so that's it. I don't have a long list. Yeah.
I think that was beautiful. But like you were saying about the trans murders, and, you know, people look at it and they say, well, people get murdered all the time, and which is true.
Yeah.
But one thing that people have to understand is these women are being murdered, and the
cases are not being investigated like any other murder cases. And even when they are investigated, a lot of times these guys are getting off with manslaughter and sometimes not even serving a day at all in jail because they have laws in place where they can say that, oh, I didn't know that was a transsexual and I attacked because, you know, they felt food or whatever the law is that allows it. But a lot of these guys are walking off. Mm-hmm. So it really devalues the life of a transgender person, which definitely
it's often that they're getting away with it because they're hiding behind the fact that, oh, I've been tricked or whatever. And a lot of those cases, it's not even true. It's that they're living with their own guilt of what they're doing, and their reputation is on the line and all this stuff. And it's just a sad reality that we live with that's going on. It's getting more rapid. So that's why I wanted to address that, because that's just one, you know, this year that I've known about. I'm sure there's more that we don't even know, but yeah. And I just want to address all the transgender women out there just to be careful with, you know, who you choose to associate with, because a lot of people, you know, really don't care, you know. To quote Michael Jackson, they don't really care about us.
Yeah, that's very true. Before we close out and everything, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you on social media or your handles?
Okay, so on my IG, is the number 4, EVAKLEVAB, Forever Clever. And my Facebook fan page is Officially Clever B. My Snapchat is Clever B. My Twitter is Officially Clever B. You know, Google Clever B, you'll find me. There's only one, I think. There's a lot of Clever. There's a guy named Clever, a few guys named Clever, but there's only one, which I think Amira O has convinced me to change my name to Clover B. I think I love that so much, Clover B.
I think
I come out with my EP, yeah, next year, I think I'm just going to just flip the whole thing. Yeah, Clover B, it has a ring to it.
It does.
Yeah.
But I wasn't saying it the wrong way because, like, on purpose or anything at all. I know that,
but when you said it, I was like, wait a minute now, if my fans are clovers, why can't I be the Clover B?
Yes,
you know?
Yes, honey, have it all,
I love
it all
that.
Comes together. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and I'm all about getting inspiration from other artists, so that's an inspiration, because clever has a lot of weight. You know, people say, okay, what makes you clever? It's like nothing. I do what I do.
Like,
but Clover
B
doesn't put that pressure on me to be clever all the time. I like that.
Definitely, but we love you so much, and any new music that you drop, definitely send it in. You know, we'll put it into regular rotation on a radio station. Before we get offline, if anybody didn't catch the interview, they can follow us on Mixlr app, honey. That's MIXLR, and it's definitely going to be in replay mode right after the show, so tune in, and we definitely love our Mrs. B's all, and you are everything to us, and we want to have you again some other time, so just definitely keep in touch.
We will. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah.
Shout out to B-More.
Definitely. I'm I got my host head on, but honey, we got a record coming, darling. They not ready for this record, honey. They are not ready for the record.
But we are. We ready, though. We ready.
Yes, honey. We always ready. But, you know, so stay tuned. I love y'all.
Oh, yes.
Definitely have a good evening. Stay safe. And it's always love. It's your girl, Miss Amira O. And we are so out.
Thank you.
So, who is she? Can you tell me something about her?
Yeah. With a gleam in her eyes, she'll tell you that she's floating. She got reasons to fly even when life presents her downward slope. She keeps her mental mind open, toting wings for the sky, propellers for the ocean. Coast, kick pushing on her Lupe. Skater on them haters, major rubies for her new day. She is on her elevator, aviator for her new way. Pursuing through the weather, bringing us all together. Hey.
K-L-E-V-A-C.
She's not your ordinary, her orbitary seems green. Yo, we cover gang, Nova Rangers, with the saying, the team. And I tell you, she can soothe the world, she can groove the world, she can move this world. I tell you better. Maybe we'll get over. Flying out of the chamber like the shot out of a banger. I'm hot, aimed at the anchors holding me down. I'm breaking the chains and the locks. I came to pop off, I wanna rock the roof and tear the top off. Get it, no stopping, I let them nod off. Can't be hearing, no erasing me. The moves they making ain't shaking, no breaking me. I'm so shy, tell Ray so. The game been played beat. I supported the movement, they losing when they be hating me. Raw, authentic, they can't comprehend it. Don't wanna see me winning, they focusing on my ending. But these rhymes are mine and those rhymes are in it. 100% is trouble, but it's a business. I'm
K-L-E-V-A-C.
Yo, I'm not your usual, I'm just using music to take
that's
my visual.
Yo, and ain't no me.
Call the gang, Nova Rangers, who can stay in the team and together. We can move the world, we can rule the world, we can view this world. Let's. The revolution came during that 09 election meeting.
Okay.
So my rhymes and relevance since we elected a black president.
Oh.
Then it was evident that I could represent the voices.
Okay.
The choice just to express it on the mic in front of an audience took all years, several years. Audio ear plugged in, out into the airwaves. Hi, haters, through the thumping. Knew it was something, because never have I ever felt better.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what to call it, but thought it was pretty.
K-L-E-V-A-C.
This ain't your ordinary, the orbitary scene is green.
And ain't no deviating.
We call the gang, Nova Ranger, Super Saiyan is the team. Tell ya. We will use the art to bring the people to the heart of things. It's tearing us apart. Cobra Gang, tell them. Thank you.